2 years ago, Representative Terry Bryan of Murfreesboro won the race for the 115th District seat that was left open by Representative Mike Bost, who ran for a congressional seat. This election has Democrat Marsha Griffin of Jonesboro challenging Bryant for her seat. Griffin has been a school teacher for over 10 years, and this is her first time running for a state-level political position, much like Bryant 2 years ago. I sat down with both candidates to discuss how they would lead their district in a time where the state is struggling to move forward. Both of the candidates say they are in the race for the same reason, to change what's happening in Springfield. Griffin thinks that things are moving too slow.
First, I've lived in Southern Illinois all my life. I love the area and its people. I'm a fourth grade teacher down in Jonesboro. And so I'm very passionate about education and really want to make a difference in our state. The thing that made me really want to come forward is seeing the lack of progress in our state and the amount of gridlock that's occurring. I find it incredibly frustrating, as do all the constituents of the district, about the fact that it's taken them almost a year and a half to come up with a 6-month stopgap budget. And so I'd really want to be that strong, independent voice for Southern Illinois.
Bryant thinks the state is finally starting to shift gears, but it's going to take some time.
I was a state employee who saw everything that was going on in the state and wanted to be a part of changing the direction that we were headed. After spending 2 years in Springfield, I don't see that our direction has changed. Now, I think we accomplished some good things this past year in stopping some irresponsible spending that would have been forced on us had a $40 billion budget gone through. And I think that we were headed in the right direction, at least when we were able to come together and put a stopgap budget together. So I got into it this year, now, because I can see us going forward and beginning to at least make progress in people understanding that we have to change the direction that Illinois is going.
When it comes to jobs, Representative Bryant believes Illinois needs to reorganize itself to be more business friendly and make sure the state can physically accommodate the needs of the companies.
First thing is, we really do have to have some changes to how we do business in Illinois. Getting the jobs here, part of the problem is our difficulties with workers' comp in Illinois, but it's also infrastructure. When we don't have east-west travel or our north-south travel in deep southern Illinois, our two-lane roads, or some that are still oil and chipped, or even gravel roads, those are things that we need to make sure that we are being a little more forward-thinking about.
Griffin says the state needs to stop closing facilities in southern Illinois and help grow the current businesses.
I think we have to have that stability, and no matter who's the governor, whether it be Governor Quinn or Governor Rauner, you can't take the what jobs that we do have here in southern Illinois. I was very vocal when they closed the boot camp and Tams Correctional Center, and again, I criticized Governor Rauner for closing the Hardin County work camp. We need to keep what we have and try to make our state stronger, you know, whether it's offering incentives for small business and ending corporate, closing tax corporate tax loopholes, and, you know, offer those incentives to small business so they can grow.
I also asked both candidates how they felt about the tax increase, like the one that expired a few years ago. Griffin stated there is a tax she's in favor of.
I would be in favor of a tax on millionaires and put that burden on them as opposed to middle-class families. I know I talked to a lot of people at the door, and they're just trying to keep their heads above water, and so I wouldn't support any effort to put an additional burden on middle-class families.
Bryant wants to avoid what happened last time.
If we're going to talk about increasing taxes, it needs to be very specific this time. Last time, it was supposed to go to pay down our backlog of debts, and it was supposed to go down to paying off our pension liabilities, and we came out of the tax increase in worse shape than when we went in.
One issue at the forefront of this race, raised by Griffin, is that Representative Bryant has not voted at all or taken a position on over 75 bills.
I believe that she's been on the House floor, but what she's engaging in are no votes or present votes. And so it's not enough to be physically on the House floor. You need to be voting on those bills and giving them due consideration each and every time. And that's what's not happening.
To this claim, Bryant responded with this.
He started out originally by saying 50. And then it became 60-something, and then it was 70, and then it was 75, and most recently I've heard 80-something. And since that claim started, we haven't been in session. So, and so far, I don't believe that she's identified to me what she's talking about. So first I would say to her that probably we should be asking her, what are you talking about?
There are some bills by law Representative Bryant can't vote on.
I will tell you that there are sometimes that one has to vote present on some bills. For instance, as I told you, I just retired from the Department of Corrections. So because under Pat Quinn, there's back pay owed for state employees, I'm owed about $5,000 of back pay. So every time a bill came up that had state employees' back pay on it, the ethics law says that I cannot vote in the affirmative on any bill that will give me personal monetary a monetary perk.
Okay. Representative Bryant also says that if anyone wants to check her voting record, they can go to www.ilga.gov and look at each day's roll call for votes, which is found under the journals link. For WSIU Radio, I'm Benji Jeffords.